The prosecution has rested its case in the court-martial of an army specialist accused of abusing inmates at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. In testimony today, former Iraqi prisoners told of their treatment at the hands of Specialist Charles Grainer. Soldiers who have pleaded guilty have described him as the ringleader of the incidents. NPR's Jackie Northam is at Fort Hood. And Jackie, tell us more about today's testimony.
Well, there were several witnesses today, Melissa, including two detainees by video teleconference. Those were taped in Iraq in December. One of those detainees described Grainer as a primary torturer at the prison and alleged that Grainer hit his legs, the detainee's legs, with a metal baton on some gunshot wounds on his legs that hadn't healed. Now, this detainee started off as a defense witness, but he changed his story so many times about who did what to him at Abu Ghraib and when that he ended up being a prosecution witness, and the defense started attacking his credibility. The detainee, Melissa, is Syrian. He was captured in early October 2003 with a cache of weapons and explosives, and he admitted that he had gone to Iraq to fight against the Americans.
Jackie, what about testimony about the abuses that we've seen so many pictures of, the human pyramid, things like that?
There was testimony about that today. Another detainee testified on video about a night in November 2003 when most of the pertinent events happened. This is where Specialist Grainer and other soldiers are alleged to have abused the prisoners. The detainees were shackled and hooded, and this prisoner testified that Grainer and six other soldiers stripped the detainees, forced them into a human pyramid, and that he and some of the other prisoners were forced to simulate sex acts, and that the soldiers took pictures of what happened. This witness, an Iraqi, testified that Grainer was present and took part in the abuse, and he also said that Grainer took a couple of really good shots at his head and other body parts.
Now, I understand that Charles Grainer's ex-wife was also on the witness stand today. What is her role in the prosecution's case?
Well, she was there to verify that some military manuals were seized from the house that they used to share, and also to verify that it was his handwriting in a couple of notebooks. Her testimony, Melissa, was not dramatic, but her presence in the courtroom certainly was. The two were divorced a couple of years ago after a very stormy 10-year marriage. When she filed for divorce, she accused Grainer of being violent and threatening towards her, and she actually got a protection order after she said he tried to throw her down some stairs. She only glanced at him a couple of times, but it got very awkward at one point. The jury took a good 10 minutes to look and read some of the parts of the book, so the courtroom was very, very quiet, and there was a lot of tension in the room, particularly between these two people.
Well, as we said, the prosecution rested its case today. What are the defense plans?
Well, the defense will begin presenting its case tomorrow, Wednesday. It's expected to introduce testimony from other military officers. That's the role that Charles Grainer had at Abu Ghraib prison. But they're also planning to present evidence from a military intelligence officer. The judge says this officer can talk about the need, the pressure for intelligence, active intelligence, at that time at the prison. But he can't talk about an email he sent out that basically said, the gloves are coming off, we need to break these detainees. There's also lots of speculations as to whether Grainer himself will testify. And we won't know that really till the very end of the trial, and then his lawyer and he will make that decision.
Okay, NPR's Jackie Northam covering the court-martial of Charles Grainer at Fort Hood, Texas. Jackie, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.